Charles Stevenson, Amherst, Massachusetts. You know, you periodically have those famous speeches by different presidents before on the air with commentary. What would happen if you took and broadcast Trump's inaugural day speech? That might be interesting to hear.
Hi, my name is Carl Roenick, and I'd like to say that I'm disappointed that you're not carrying the presidential press conference anymore, apparently. I don't think it's a good thing.
Hello, my name is Les Soper. I live in Albany. I just wanted to thank you so much for not airing Trump's press conference on Friday. I mean, that was such a relief, and I hope that will continue, but thank you so much.
This is hopefully a nice message from James Corbett from Hudson, New York. Hopefully you can find a way to rebroadcast some of the programming that gets bumped because of the very important messages from our governor, which I appreciate. Thanks very much for the good job you're doing. And if God knows if I have any money left, I will try to send some your way. Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Hello, my name is Sally Jones. I live in South Deerfield, Mass. And I want to tell New York State residents that they are so lucky to have Andrew Cuomo as their governor. He is intelligent, well-informed, reflects when asked a question, is well-spoken, and respects women. Thank you.
My name is Elizabeth Pecoraro. I live in Chatham, New York. I was just listening briefly to the roundtable discussion this morning around voting and millennials and who's to blame. And there was a comment about, you know, millennials living in their parents' basement in relationship to someone not wanting millennials to say, okay, boomer. And that's exactly the kind of comment that makes people say, okay, boomer.
My name is Carol Tansey. I live in Albany. I'm so glad that Alan Chartok is keeping the Working Family Party on his program and his programs, and, you know, like interviewing the head of the party. I think that's great. I also appreciate all of what WAMC is doing now. I don't have a TV, so I pet by choice, and so I'm relying on the radio for my entertainment and my information. So, Riverkeeper, I'm so glad that you keep that name in the forefront, and just your unorthodox subject matters.